How does somebody with no engineering background, no similar experience, build a functioning submarine?
Well, that's the beauty of the internet. Before the internet, it was really tough, but once we got the internet, I mean, you can find out anything you need to know. And I also joined a submarine group of, it's a group of people like myself who build homemade submarines. It's called psubs.org. And it's basically a bunch of engineers and people from all walks of life building submarines, and we all share the knowledge. I was a teenager sitting in school, and I just was looking at submarines, and I thought they were really interesting. And, I mean, literally from there it grew. I just decided I should try building one, and so I started. And I ended up launching the first one when I was about 20.
Wow, that seems pretty young for such a big project.
I was probably in over my head, yes.
Literally.
Yeah.
And tell me, what was it like that first time you were in your submarine that you'd built?
You mean the one I built as a teenager? Pretty darn scary.
Let's give this a go.
What kind of response did you get from your family when you told them you were building a submarine and then that it worked?
When I told my parents I wanted to build a submarine, my mom actually thought it was kind of neat. But they didn't hold me back at all.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, when people asked my mother about it, they said, "Aren't you worried?" And she would just say, "Well, I'll worry about it when it's actually finished." I have built, I think, 8 submarines. I've never been in a submarine unless I built it.
And why is that?
Well, they're just not around. Where would I go to go for a submarine ride? I guess I could go to Hawaii and go in the big tourist subs. Mm-hmm. But those don't really interest me. I like the 1- and 2-man research subs.
Mm-hmm. And what is it about a smaller submarine that interests you?
The smaller submarines are cheaper to build, of course. That's kind of a limiting factor. I just find them extremely intriguing, and I think I like building them more than using them, actually, but using them is pretty fun, too. I do absolutely everything when I build the submarines. I even make my own acrylic windows. You know, I buy raw acrylic, and then I machine them into a dome or whatever I need. I do all my own machining. I do my own welding. I do everything from engineering to painting. So the cost for me is really not that serious. I mean, you could spend just as much on a side-by-side or a pair of quads.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really not an expensive hobby.
What kind of thing do you use them for? Or what do you hope that other people might use them for?
I just use it to explore the lake. And I also donate my submarine and my time to science groups. So I belong to a group called innerspacescience.org. They put scientists together with submarine owners, and we just donate our submarine time. So I've been on 2 trips, one to California and one to Montana, and I took grad students in California down in Lake Tahoe, and we studied Mias and shrimp, and we did the same thing in Flathead Lake, Montana.
Mm-hmm.
And we also took bottom samples with a device on the sub that's like a vacuum cleaner.
One thing that has come out of the pandemic is a lot of people have been doing DIY or do-it-yourself projects. And, of course, your submarine building has precedented that. You've been doing it for a long time before now. But is there anything that you've been working on during the pandemic?
Just the 2 submarines. I've been working on my deep diver, which goes 3,000 feet. And that was scheduled to go in the water in the spring. But then when COVID came along, we self-isolated. And that's really the reason that I put the second one together, just for a project for the summer.
Mm-hmm.
And so now I'm selling it because I really don't need it.
So one thing that's really caught people's attention are your posts selling one of your submarines that people have seen on Facebook, in the Nelson Buy and Sell, for example, Facebook Marketplace. And I think there was some attention in Calgary as well. So
yes.
What kind of response have you gotten from those listings?
I've got a ton of response. I mean, obviously, some of them are not serious, but I probably have 6 or 7 people right now that would buy it. I'm just holding on to it right now for somebody to come and look at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm pretty sure it'll be sold right away.
What kind of buyer are you looking for? Are there any qualifications you're looking for to make sure that it's going into the right hands?
Absolutely. They have to have an understanding of life support systems. It's pretty much the same as a rebreather diver. So the fellow that's looking at it is a rebreather diver, and so he completely understands how it works, so I don't have to fear him getting hurt in it.
Right, of course. I know that you test them out here locally in Kootenai Lake and Slocan Lake. Can you tell me why you choose those bodies of water?
Well, Kootenai Lake is really perfect for the small subs that don't go real deep because I can send it down 450 feet right at Boswell. So I send them down unmanned, and then they just automatically return to the surface. And I also go to Kuskanook Harbor for the shallower test. Kuskanook Harbor is just such a nice facility for that. It's with two ramps that you can back down. You're not holding people up. So it's just a really nice lake to work with. And then Slocan Lake, of course, at New Denver, there's a nice launch there, and you can get to 980 feet or so without going too far from shore. Mm-hmm. So that's why I go to that lake.
All right. And what kind of response have you gotten from our locals when you either are submerging or emerging from the water with this submarine?
For the most part, everybody's really nice. I mean, people are even helping me load it and helping me unload it. And it's really quite a nice experience running into the people that I meet. Traveling down the highway, I've had two people turn around and follow us. But in daily conversation, they're usually somewhat curious about it. Some people are extremely curious. You know, it piques people's interest for sure.
You're also on YouTube. So tell me about what you hope people are getting out of your YouTube channel and videos.
My son encouraged me to start a YouTube channel to share the submarine building and whatnot, because there's actually a lot of people out there that want to build submarines. Mm-hmm. And so I get to talk to and communicate with other people with the same interest. So that's kind of nice. Plus, it gives me a chance to brag a little bit. That's always kind of nice.
For those who have never actually been in a submarine themselves, can you kind of describe what it feels like to be down there sometimes by yourself?
Well, I've never been in outer space, but I can imagine that it would be very similar to that, because with the lights off, it's completely pitch dark. You're just floating weightless in the water column, and it's just you and the machine. So you have the life support system that keeps you alive. It's just very calming. It's very relaxing for me. Quite often, I'll just sink to the bottom of the lake and eat my lunch and have a coffee and watch the fish swim around.
How long can you stay down there if you wanted to? And how long have you stayed underwater?
I usually stay for between 1 and 4 hours is a typical dive. You know, you start to get uncomfortable and you've seen what you want to see within 4 hours, but I can stay in an emergency for 72 hours.
And what kind of safety precautions or equipment do you have in case something does go wrong?
Well, I have an apparatus that I can wear. It's called a Steinke hood, and I can actually flood the submarine with a flood valve. And the Steinke hood actually takes you to the surface and gives you air to breathe on the way up, even though you're exhaling all the way. And I have an emergency drop weight, which happens to be the chassis of the submarine. So the big risk in a submarine is becoming entangled in something. So the submarines have completely enclosed bodies, and anything that's protruding from the body actually can be released from the submarine. So everything is attached to the chassis, so I can release the chassis, and whatever's tangled stays with the chassis, and the main occupant sphere of the sub goes to the surface unrestrained. We also have radio communication to the surface.
What do you think of what you've seen in our local lakes?
I see a lot of mud, and I see a lot of plants. We don't have a lot of history here for the kind of wrecks that they have in the Great Lakes. You know, if you're looking for wrecks, it's pretty boring here. Having said that, there's a nice wreck that we are going to look at in Crawford Bay in the spring. It's the SS City of Ainsworth, and it's in beautiful condition, apparently. So we'll go see that for ourselves.
Great. Once that happens, people can tune into your YouTube and perhaps see a video from you about it.
Yes, they definitely will be able to.